WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that back in the early 1980s, it was easy for critics to predict exactly where jazz was going. It would be the decade of innovative composers like Anthony Davis. The real story was a little different. Kevin reviews a reissue of a groundbreaking Davis album from 1981.
From the beginning, jazz has seesawed between periods when either composers or improvisers had the upper hand. Improvisers had ruled after John Coltrane became an idol in the 60s. By 1980, it was time for a visionary composer to come along and design new frameworks for soloists. An odds-on favorite to fill that role was Anthony Davis. His music was innovative and clear and had a sleek surface texture. Like composers as far-flung as Steve Reich and Robert Fripp, Davis was drawn to the shimmering textures and suspended time of Balinese gamelans, orchestras of tuned metal percussion. That's Wayang No. 2 from Anthony Davis's album Episteme. That 1981 recording was recently reissued on CD by Gramavision. Episteme was also the name of Davis's nine-piece band, including George Lewis on trombone, Warren Smith and Jay Hogard on mallets, and Feronok Loff on drums. In a way, their music sounds like improvised variations on Steve Reich's quilted patterns. For decades, jazz musicians had played in recognizable classical styles. The modern jazz quartet improvised mock Baroque counterpoint, for example, but contemporary classical music had been harder to work with. A few people wrote blues tunes in Schoenberg's 12-tone idiom, although as far as I know, no one wrote a good one. But the minimalism of Reich and Terry Riley, with its short repeater riffs, was an easy stretch for anyone grounded in African-American music. Davis himself once said that there would be no minimalism without rhythm and blues. On these recordings, you can hear the band grappling with the new concept. Episteme's next album, Hemispheres, had a tighter weave. That's also on CD, by the way. The band's style and one or two specific themes came back in Davis's 1986 opera, X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X. But back in the early 80s, Episteme didn't make Anthony Davis the next big thing after all. Instead, something else happened nobody had predicted. The 50s came back, and the stars of jazz were wearing suits, playing like old Miles Davis records, and denouncing unorthodox African-American music like Anthony Davis's. So, the critics were wrong, and some good ideas were left hanging in the air. But every art form values inspired mavericks as well as matinee idols. That's why we treasure Hieronymus Bosch and Lawrence Stern as well as Rembrandt and Dickens, and Pee Wee Russell as well as Benny Goodman. and Anthony Davis, as well as that other riffing minimalist, Count Basie.
Kevin Whitehead is currently in Amsterdam researching a new book on Dutch jazz.